From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama gave his final news conference of the year Friday, saying the United States would respond to Russia's hacking of Democratic headquarters and other accounts leading up to November's election. Mr. Obama said his goal was to send a clear message to Russia and other nations that interfering with the U.S. electoral process will not be tolerated. While he stopped short of saying that Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the computer attacks against the Democratic National Committee and other accounts, Mr. Obama said the attack order came from the highest level of the Russian government.
This is a pretty hierarchical operation. Last I checked, there's not a lot of debate and democratic deliberation, particularly when it comes to policies directed at the United States.
The president has ordered the U.S. intelligence community to prepare a report on the cyber attacks before the end of his administration. Russia has denied making the attacks. Meanwhile, former presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is blaming Russian interference for her loss in the presidential election, saying that Russian President Vladimir Putin might have wanted to meddle in the race because of a personal beef against her. Clinton, who has kept a low profile since her election defeat in November, made the remarks to campaign donors in New York City Thursday night. The CIA has concluded that Russian hackers broke into the Democratic Party computers to leak potentially embarrassing emails about the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, with the apparent aim of helping Republican candidate and now president-elect Donald Trump win. This is VOA News. The Syrian government suspended the evacuation of civilians from eastern Aleppo Friday after explosions and gunfire were heard in parts of the city. Both rebels and government forces accused the other of breaking a fragile ceasefire agreement. Syria's government says the rebels broke the agreement by trying to smuggle heavy weapons and hostages out of Aleppo. The rebels accused the government of suspending the evacuation as a way to pressure them into releasing civilians from two government-held Shiite villages currently under siege by rebel forces. Russia's defense ministry, meanwhile, said the evacuation was complete and that all of the women and children have been moved from rebel-controlled neighborhoods. The ministry said only radical and intransigent militants remain. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, is calling on the Syrian government to allow for a resumption of evacuations from besieged parts of eastern Aleppo. Power says she's in favor of a French-drafted U.N. resolution calling for independent international monitors to oversee the evacuation of civilians and rebel fighters from the war-torn city.
We need to get the arrangement that was working for the thousands of people who did get out. We need to get that arrangement up and running again as soon as possible.
Power said that if Russia continues to block action in the UN Security Council, some members of the council will possibly request an emergency special session of the General Assembly. Russia's ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, opposes that idea. Power said the Security Council could possibly vote this weekend. The UN Security Council has unanimously extended its peacekeeping mission in South Sudan for another year. The new mission covers a new regional force of 4,000 troops, approved in August but not yet deployed, in addition to the approximately 13,000 peacekeepers already in the country. The UN mission in South Sudan has come under criticism for failing to do enough to protect civilians during the three-year conflict. And the U.S. Defense Department is demanding that China return an underwater drone seized in international waters of the South China Sea Thursday. A Pentagon spokesman says a civilian-manned Navy oceanographic research vessel was recovering two underwater ocean gliders that were stopped in the water about 93 kilometers from Subic Bay in the Philippines. That's when a Chinese military vessel approached, and the Chinese seized one of the drones and ignored repeated requests to return it. A down day on Wall Street, but European markets were higher. Asian markets closed mixed on Friday. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.